Hey, happy, happy day. There's an Indian word for vegetarian. It was called bad hunter. I share that with all the people who eat lettuce and cardboard and fried pickles and all that stuff all of the time. Now let's swing over to Biden. Electric cars. He has this fascination. And I said, I want to take your choice away. He said, you can't drive any car unless I tell you you can. It's got to be electric. And he said, by 2030, that's pretty darn soon, 2030, more than half of all the new cars have to be electric that are sold. And California and other places are saying, I think 100%. I mean, the numbers change no matter where you go with the crazy, and your choice is gone. Vote for Trump because Trump says, I ain't going to remove your choice, and we have oil, we have gas. These guys can't keep their grid on in so many different places, and now they're saying you got to have a car. We're all going to be stranded. You got to go see a farmer for a bucket of, or pail rather, of gas or a pail of power. I don't think so. So, not a very nice idea. In California now, they're floating this idea. Whenever they float something, typically it makes it through the House, okay? And it becomes state law. What they're saying now with regards to energy, electricity, we should charge people based on what they earn. It should be based on their net worth, not on usage. How socialist is that? They're probably going to get this through. I mean, it's shocking to me. They're going to do it on their income and their earnings versus what they actually use. That's repetitive, but I got to say it again so I get it. I only think when I talk, and I'm talking and thinking, and I think I don't like what they're doing. Socialist bunch of whacks. And California, of all places, can't, electric cars, they can't keep the grid on. They send notes out to people this summertime and say, please don't use your air conditioner because the power grid can't handle it. And now they're saying everyone should have an electric car. Canada, the prime mistake there, he's been working at this for a long time. He's got a brand new $20 bill. Brand new $20 bill. Okay? There it is. It's kind of the way the economy's going. Brand new $20 bill. Blah, blah, blah. Not very good. They got to get rid of that guy. They need to have a conservative government and clean house. Get rid of all the whacks that are there and move ahead in the right lane. Right is needed. Now, in Canada as well, the communist government there has designed this new rule to make social media platforms safer. Okay, they want to make them safe, so they're going to be government controlled. That's government overreach, but it's going to be government controlled. And they say that if we believe, if there's a reason to think that you will commit an offense, we will charge you. Boy, they're going to have fun with me. All you got to do is look at me, and I'm going to commit an offense, certainly an offense with regard to what they would say, okay? Because the defense is anything that goes against what they think or say. Can you believe this? You can't even make this stuff up. I mean, that's totally incredible. Now, let's go to Toronto. It's Canada's largest city. The police officers there, I have found police officers to be more right-wing than left-wing. I used to say 90% of all cops were conservative. These guys obviously don't fall into that category because they're now suggesting that people leave their car keys at the front door to avoid a home invasion. So when someone breaks into your home, they're saying too, the bad guy's probably armed, and in your country, all you Canadians, is not, it's against the law to defend yourself with a weapon of any kind. You can't even attack them with a baseball bat. If they have a gun, you will be charged. I know, it's craziness. Can that be true? It is. It truly is. But in Toronto, they're saying, leave your fob, leave your car keys, leave everything by the front door. So when they break in and they kick your door in, you don't have to worry. They'll just take your car keys and all your money and everything, and then they'll leave. Do you think? I mean, how crazy is that? Who can even make a statement like that? I got news for you people, bad people. Good people probably won't listen to the police. Arm yourself, defend your home. Nobody has the right to tell you that you don't have the right to defend your life or to defend your home. These left-wing wackos, gotta get rid of them. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.